In a report released today, Madison Police Chief Noble Ray called Heenan's death tragic. Heenan had returned from a night of drinking and by mistake entered the house of a neighbor instead of his own. That prompted a 911 call about a possible burglary. When police arrived, Heenan was struggling on the sidewalk with the neighbor who was trying to convince him to go home just two doors down the street. Chief Ray says when officers Stephen Himesness confronted them and ordered them both to get down, Heenan rushed at the officer and tried to take his gun.
Officer Himesness believed he was in imminent danger of being disarmed and that his life was in imminent danger. Officer Himesness determined that his only option to protect his life at the time was to use deadly force.
The neighbor who witnessed the shooting says he yelled at the officer that Heenan was his neighbor, but Chief Ray says the officer didn't hear the shouts. The coroner's report found that Paul Heenan's blood alcohol level was .208, twice the legal limit for drivers. The attorney for Paul Heenan's family, Jeff Scott Olson, says he will request more police records on the incident before deciding whether to file a lawsuit.
When we have all the documents we can get, we will review everything in our files from the police investigation and our own investigation and make a recommendation to the parents, and then we will act on their decision.
Meanwhile, Officer Stephen Himesness, who's been on leave, will face no disciplinary action and will resume his police patrol responsibilities. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.